harvesting thousands of acres of crops, feeding barns full of pigs or chickens, constantly milking cows, it can overwhelm a farm family. For many, relying on the kids or a seasonal hired hand no longer provides enough labor. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer looks at the changing job opportunities on the farm.
Ever since he was about 5 years old, Michael McEnany says he knew he wanted to farm.
I always loved tagging along with my grandpa Ed.
Both of his grandfathers were farmers, but neither of his parents. Though he still grew up surrounded by ag. His dad taught it, and his mom worked for a university extension service and the Farm Bureau.
I wouldn't say it was even an opportunity to farm any family stuff or anything.
Still, he's done nothing but farm for more than a decade. Starting part-time in college, he worked his way up to a full-time, year-round job on Steve Henry's corn and soybean farm in Nevada, Iowa.
There is an opportunity to have a very successful career as an employee with a farm. I don't see as much of that as I would like.
At Longview Farms, Henry employs three people full-time from outside the family and a handful part-time as needed. He says his grandfather and father each hired just one worker. Now, he says, the farm business contributes to the local economy in a broader way.
I personally hope that we can find ways to build our communities up through these young people who are working for our farms.
As other farms grow, he says, they'll bring in more workers and ultimately benefit nearby towns where some workers might choose to live. The trend in the Midwest and Plains states indicates more reliance on non-family farm workers. U.S. Commerce Department data show that nearly 20% are not owners, which is a rough proxy for people not in the family. 20 years ago, it was about 15%. Iowa State University economist Dave Swenson says aging farmers who need more help with physically taxing jobs and the constant needs of large livestock operations drive the demand for labor.
You will see some population growth as a consequence of this. How much more population growth we can expect, that's another story.
Take pork, for example. 25 years ago, most farms had fewer than 5,000 pigs. Today, more than 80% of hog farms have more than that. Typically, the larger operations need more workers. But Swenson says the growth has likely peaked. Plus, the jobs don't always go to young people launching their careers.
Three of my employees are former farmers.
Pat Luneman is a dairy farmer in Clarissa, Minnesota.
They just decided that they couldn't make it work anymore. And they came in to work for us.
And it's impossible to talk about farm work without immigration. There's bipartisan recognition that immigrants are critical to agriculture and that federal laws need to better address that. But Congress and the president have insisted any work on immigration reform must address border security as well as agricultural visas and other issues. Dedicated immigrant employees have filled a need for Luneman as none of his six children chose to return to the farm. He's adamant that newcomers are the key to revitalizing rural communities.
And I think we need to invite more immigrants to the United States, not less, because some of our best and brightest people are the immigrants that are around us.
Luneman describes an immigrant worker at his dairy who's there during the day and then, from April to October, goes home to tend a 50-acre vegetable farm. He sells the food in the Twin Cities. As for McEnany, he left Longview Farms in August after about 9 years.
We grow a lot of the crops for like the dairy farm, beef farm, so like a lot of the animal science farm.
I am the operations assistant for the ISU Ag 450 farm, which is the student-managed farm.
So over here, this is the G barn.
Both McEnany and his former boss say the university farm job will help McEnany grow professionally in ways that might not have happened at Longview. And it comes with something elusive for farm workers, state university benefits. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.